Sometimes the goings-on in D.C. can feel even farther away than the 4,500 or so miles that actually lie between here and there. But sometimes an Alaskan story can get through. Current University of Alaska Anchorage student and Skyview grad Moira Pahala shared her story with a group of Senate Democrats during a hearing on rural health care and the repeal of the Affordable Care Act.
My name is Moira Pahala. I'm from a small town called Soldotna, Alaska. And growing up in a small town, I knew almost everybody. I was on sports teams, kept busy volunteering for various organizations, and always strove to get good grades. Although I was successful academically as a young adult in high school, I was never given any form of sexual education. I was never taught about consent or what it meant to give consent. When I was 15, I was sexually assaulted by a peer. I had no idea where to go or whom to confide in. I was afraid to tell both of my parents and my peers about what had happened to me. Luckily, I lived two blocks away from my local Planned Parenthood, where I was taken care of.
Hello?
Hi, Moira. It's Shaylin. I got in touch with Moira over the phone. She's still in D.C. and volunteering for Planned Parenthood. She says Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow's office reached out to her to testify. Would you have preferred that this had been a bipartisan committee, or that you would have had a chance in this same sort of high-level venue to share that story sort of across party lines and get other viewpoints in to hear that story?
You know, fortunately, I have been able to voice my concerns to Lisa Murkowski, and she has listened to her constituents, and I'm really thankful that she's listened to her constituents and stood up to her party against the attacks on Planned Parenthood and access to health care. I really would love these conversations to be bipartisan. However, the Democratic Party is the only party that has yet to hold a hearing. So as soon as the Republican Party announces that they're going to have one, I would love to watch it.
You talked about it not always being easy to share your story, and I wanted to ask you a little bit about that. I didn't know. I mean, obviously, you've gotten to a point where you can talk about it on a big stage, and that's very commendable, and I sincerely wish that more people would share those stories, because that's one of the things that we hear when we talk about domestic violence and sexual assault and all these sorts of things, is that it's really hard sometimes for people to come forward and share those stories. And I guess, would you have any advice for someone who has been through a similar experience and is struggling to tell that story to someone, how they could open up, how they could share that, with whom they could share that? Would you have any advice for them?
Before, I mean, coming out about my own personal sexual assault has been a journey. It's been one of the hardest things that I've ever done. But I recognize that without my story and without stories like it, there would be no progress. And currently, the state of Alaska has the highest not only STI rate in the nation, our sexual assault rate is 2.5 times higher than the national average. And those are statistics that are not okay with me. And so I guess knowing that I live in the state that has, you know, these outrageous statistics really encouraged me to come out, just because, as I said before, there would be no progress if there weren't people to make up the movement and there wasn't compassion and story behind it. And so I guess my advice would be that I know it's hard, but until we create a culture where we're okay talking about our individual experiences and okay, you know, coming out of the light and really sharing with people why we're passionate about the things that we're passionate about when it comes to advocacy in this nature, you know, there really isn't going to be a lot of progress. And I refuse to accept these statistics for the state of Alaska, and I am doing everything I can to change them, you know, for the future of our students.